The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Curry goat.
Wow.
Curry goat. It's birthday time. The young kids, and we gonna feed them curry goat. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to reach a Mr. Is this Mr.
Yeah, this is
This is Benjamin Dixon. Trevor is my son. He goes to school with your son now.
Yeah.
He went to a birthday party that your son had last weekend. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I understand.
You're right.
Listen, I have a problem with you, Mr. Because I understand that you all are Jamaican and from Jamaica. But listen, you guys serve the children curry goat. You don't serve kids curry goat. Everybody's child doesn't eat curry goat. Pete, what happened to ice cream and cake and punch and maybe even a pizza at a birthday party for kids? But curry goat? That's out of the question.
Oh, you mean? I don't understand what you're talking about. Oh, you mean me feed the kid them curry goat? Me feed them anything? What you're talking about, brethren?
Say what?
What you're talking about? Oh, you mean you have a problem with me? Oh, you have a problem with me?
I got a problem with any parents who decides on their own that somebody else's child, it's okay to feed them some curry goat. My child don't eat no goat. We eat chicken. We eat steak. We eat cow. We don't eat curry goat.
Yo, him eat it at a birthday party, though. Eh? Him eat it at a birthday party. And why you, man? If you would have told me that you some too. So rude boy, don't call me with your anger and a go on and a rumble upon me, you know, brethren. Because you don't know who we are dealing with, you know.
Okay, I need you to slow it down for me, man. I ain't understanding nothing you saying.
You can't tell me to slow it down. You call me on a so you can't tell me to slow it down. On my phone, you're calling up.
Look, man, all I'm saying is this is disrespectful to the child, to people's parents. You're going out on your own liberty deciding on what you're going to feed somebody. You got to feed them normal stuff. You can't do that. Kids, at birthday parties here in the States, man, it's pizza, it's ice cream, it's cake, it's punch. That's it. Hot dogs, maybe, but not no curry goat.
Man, I mean, run the show, brethren. Don't tell me what to do, eh? I mean, you run this. So y'all come tell me about disrespect. You disrespect me, I call my phone.
How am I disrespecting you by calling your phone? I want to know why it is you doing something like this. And I bet you these other parents don't know you've been serving goat.
Yo, kiss man. Who the you is? Hey, you want to meet me? I'm sure you who Donovan father is. Eh? How come tell me no bullshit? Eh?
Oh, you want to?
Hungry? Who you, brethren? Who the hell is you? Eh? I don't know you from Adam Bridge, and I come tap on my phone and kind of with it. Yo, you know who the f can deal with? You know something, man? Just bring up now, you know.
You want to meet me somewhere? Is that what you want to do?
Me meet you, me brethren, me meet you right now. You understand me? Brethren, you don't know who you're dealing with enough. Enough, big time me dealing with enough.
You're gonna make me hurt you, man. If I come over there, you're gonna make me hurt you. You hear me? Now, I mean this, man. Now, I call you because I'm a concerned parent about my child. And then you got a nerve to tell me you're the one that's in the wrong.
Yo, man. Me not wrong, brethren. You understand me? So don't come tell me, be that big man enough. Now come tell me about me and I'm wrong. You and the f***ing wrong for calling my phone. Yo, just tell me what you didn't know. I'm becoming me.
Family in this, man. You don't bring my wife and my kids into nothing. You hear me?
I'm gonna give your wife, your auntie, your mama, and everybody, grandmama. So don't come tell me the f***.
I got one. You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you. I got something I want to tell you. You listening?
To tell me, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Patsy.
What the hell? I don't believe you, man. I don't know no like that.
you, hey, You just got pranked by your sister Patsy, man. She put me up to this, dog.
Boy, I tell you, man, I'm so sweat, boy. Like I need to get a blood pressure check. I got a low tolerance. My tolerance very low. Boy, I tell you, man. But anyway, I'm going to still feed you and your family some curry goat, man. I'm going to invite you to the house. I'm going to have nothing but curry goat.
I bet it's good, too.
I ain't going to have no rice with it or nothing. Just pure curry goat.
You know, when you get angry, American people really can't understand what you're saying. You went on a Jamaican run.
They're like, what the hell that boy saying?
We got to give a shout out to all of the Jamaicans out there, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. New York City, baby.
Come on, baby.
That's Mr. a lot. Phil.
King of pranks.
The nephew.
For a kid's birthday party. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, Bertrand. But the kids, they like a doll.
Give me some hot dogs, some chips, some burgers, stuff like that.
That's one of my favorite cuisines is Jamaican food. I love Jamaican food.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I can eat that all day, every day. I don't know if it's good for you all day, every day, but I like it. That jerk
it's
chicken
delicious.
Is
delicious. Man, it's delicious.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The plantains. Rice and peas.
Cabbage and
are you serious? Sure? Plantains?
Yeah, I just love them. Yeah, plantains.
I thought it was plantains, sure. Is it plantains? What'd you say?
I say plantains. I don't know. I just like to eat them.
Okay.
That's the
and of course the oxtail.
Let me look it up in the dictionary. See what the dictionary says. The pronunciation.
They ain't got plantains in the dictionary.
Pronouncing the word.
Huh?
What, Shirley?
Huh?
They ain't got it in the dictionary.
What that got to do pronouncing the word?
It's in there. Tell you how to pronounce it.
Wait.
Where, when they start doing that, tell you how to pronounce it.
Yes, yeah, Steve. Plantain. What? Yeah. Are you plantain. Serious right now?
You mean on your phone? Oh, you talking about on your phone with Siri?
Well, would you thought she was gonna pull out a real dictionary? Yeah,
I was thinking.
Phone. Yeah.
That's the last time I looked up a word.
I
didn't know
you could do that right. On your phone. I
promise you, I ain't never said into my phone a word out the dictionary.
But they'll also write it out. They'll write it out phonetically.
Who?
Webster.
It's in the dictionary. It's on your phone. You can get anything on your phone.
Okay, so say it now, Shirley.
But what is the attitude, though?
That's
what
he's mad.
What is that about?
Don't worry about him. Let me hear you say it again.
Okay, wait. Plantain or plantain? You could say it.
Plantains. Plantains.
Carla, play it. Carla, play it. Okay. Play it, Carla.
Plantains.
Shirley said plantains.
Or you could say plantains. It's written out both ways. Okay.
How did Jamaican people say it? That's what we need
plantains.
To ask. Find out what the black people are saying.
877-29-STEVE.
They going to call it. Hey, 877-29-STEVE. All the Jamaicans out there, call us and leave a message and tell us how to pronounce them bananas that you fry. I love that with some rice and peas, right. And cabbage and some jerk chicken. But don't make y'all, sometimes y'all make that jerk chicken too hot, though. Y'all got
to. We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.